We're going to wrap things up here. Mike White, Bob Pelko, Eric Kasparovich. We want to talk before we leave. I want to talk ties. Everyone talks about the Steelers and the Browns and, you know, whether there should be ties in the NFL. But you, Mr. Pelko, well, a lot of people don't know there were ties.
There used to be ties in high school.
In high school
and I read your article, Mike.
Five, they got rid of them.
Was that today you wrote that?
Yeah. Well, it's in
the
paper.
That's crazy, the amount of ties back in the day.
Oh, yeah. There was the last, the last year they had it, there were 33 teams with a tie in their record. 33 in the WPI with a tie.
Kissing your sister that many times. It's crazy.
Right? A lot of smooching going on. And then there was a time in the playoffs, when they first started the playoffs, there was no overtime system. But what I want to get to, you have done this a number of times. What goes in your mind? What choice? You get into overtime last week against Bethel Park. Was it the first overtime? They scored first.
Correct.
In high school overtime, you go from the 10-yard line, each team. They score first, score seven, go up by seven. You would get a touchdown, go for two. You've done that a number of times. Why?
Well, first of all, we knew what we had to do. We knew that it was in our hands. So if we had the ball first,
it'd be different.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So now you know that you're either winning it or losing it.
So do you, in overtime, is it an automatic? If when you go second, if you have a chance to win it, you're going for two. Is it automatic?
When we think we can't stop the other team.
Obviously, both of you, we got about a minute left. You have plays, extra point plays.
Oh, for sure. You have
that
one or two or three.
Them at any other part of the game?
Yeah, we do. I mean, it comes to a point in the year where this is a pretty darn good play. You want to use it. So, you know, a goal line situation, something like that, a fourth down situation. We have three that we have right on cue, ready to run at any time.
You know, and you use them in the course of the game sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you get them one. They have a short shelf life. You use them once or twice. They get on film.
Right.
You know, they're tricky or a little different, a different formation, unbalanced. You motion, you shift. You know, a jump pass, pick play, that type of thing.
You're not allowed to pick.
Well, I'm a defensive guy now, so we say pick.
Oh, you know? Okay.
Offense, we say rubs. But
well, hey, thanks to Keystone Oaks tonight. Thanks to Eric. Thanks, Paul. A lot of fun.
And thanks to the classy Paul Puzlesny. How classy!
Yeah, I know. Going back to grad.
Well respected classy guy. Be able to do that. Go back to school.
So proud. Awesome. So proud to have been involved with him.
We gotta run. Quest for the best on 93.7 The Fan. Everyone, be good.